Well, I'm someone who likes to see other people happy. It makes me happy to see others happy, laugh, and just enjoying themselves. Now, this past weekend was the first weekend of summer, and we had the Downtown Dusk on Friday night. Very successful. Thousands out for that, Julie, and the Caribbean Festival. I know you and your hubby Eric were there on Saturday. To me, that's a great example of people being happy, coming together, really enjoying themselves and hanging out and listening to music and eating food. But, you know, like many, I think you can do your best. And most people are going to love the experience, but you can also have that where you challenge yourself, have I done enough? Then you might get some comments sent, at least in this business, in the media business, and in your public life. Not everybody agrees with what you do. But I always feel that I put my best foot forward to make things work. Is this where the problem of being a people pleaser comes in?
No, like, I mean, it's a good thing that we like to see other people happy. Nice people like to see others happy. You know, some of us, we like to give gifts more than we like receiving them, or being there for someone more than we like others being there for us. However, people pleasing, it's a belief that it's up to you to make everyone happy regardless of the cost to you. And this causes stress, frustration, disappointment, and that's only to name a few emotions. A people pleaser will do anything to make other people happy with them, putting other people's needs before their own. And this need to be validated by other people being satisfied with them is really about a need to calm insecurities and anxieties.
So Dr. Galthorpe, I actually like to put people's needs, you know, before myself. So does that mean I am a people pleaser?
No, and Mary, we all do this sometimes where we try to make someone happy even at a cost to ourselves. The problem emerges if you're doing this chronically, like over and over again, sometimes to the point where you feel overwhelmed. And what that overwhelmed feeling leads to is ultimate resentment. So this is where that research comes in. It shows that people pleasing is associated with health issues like being overweight, heightened stress. People-pleasing creates risk to people when they're taught to keep feelings to themselves and put up with things that are actually harmful to them.
Julie, where does this need to please others come from? Is that like we see our parents doing that? Is it a family trait? Where does that come from?
Well, it can come from there. The insecurity can come from past experiences, including how you were parented, perhaps being taught that your needs don't matter and your role is just to make other people happy first, or being raised with guilt and shame that you have to do things you don't want to do if it's going to please someone else. Experiences in past relationships, a couple of relationships, can leave people feeling that they're not good enough. And therefore, this is where that people-pleasing comes in, where we're seeking validation or approval from others that we are good enough.